Homes tells a story.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hansen with MC2 Realty, inviting you to take a look at this beautifully maintained four-bedroom, two-bath home featuring AC, a newer roof, and hot water heater. The inviting kitchen offers an island, abundant storage, and a walk-in pantry. A convenient main-level laundry allows for easy single-level living. Ideally situated at 1430 Omar near Mavrakis Pond and the walking path. List price is just $385. To take a look at this property, contact me, Lisa Hansen, at 307-763-3964.
It's Lights, Camera, Action for the 8th Annual YO Film Fest presented by the Standish Family Fund. It all kicks off on Thursday, October 2nd with feature documentary Remaining Native. The Friday night feature is World Without Cows, a film that tells the importance of cattle to Wyoming's people and environment. New this year, bring the kids for Saturday morning cartoons at 9 a.m., a family-friendly block of animated short films with a colorful mix of styles for kids and adults. Pajamas encouraged. Enjoy a cereal bar, breakfast treats, coffee, and Bloody Marys for the grown-ups. Then at 10:30, it's Wake Up with Wyoming, short films made in Wyoming by Wyoming filmmakers or inspired by life in this beautiful state. See the complete lineup and get individual tickets or buy a festival pass, good for the whole weekend. The 8th Annual YO Film Fest, October 2nd through October 5th. Get your tickets now at yofilmfest.org.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Thursday, September 4th, and from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I'm joined by Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy and the YMCA LiveStrong Program. I'm going to call you manager.
Yeah, health and wellness director, but I'll be overseeing the LiveStrong program. So
there we go. Zach Montoya, welcome to the show,
partner. <Thank you.
laughs> Now, good morning. Welcome back, Liz. It's always good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Now, as we approach the closing days of summer, first off, holy cow, can you believe it? I felt like this summer just flew right by. How are things at the Y right now? What does the environment look like in there?
Summer's over. We're full in fall. As soon as those kids start coming off the bus, it's like the gear shifts hard at the Y. So, you know, if you've ever been at the YMCA at about 3:15, every elementary school in Sheridan, Wyoming buses to the Y after school. So just think about that. Every elementary school and then Bighorn, we go out and we bus them in. And so we have just this compilation of all these kids, an after school program at the Y, our child care, our new climbing club. And so kids who want to come down just like swim lessons, and they climb in the big sports climbing wall, swim lessons, soccer. You name it. I mean, every night there's probably, I would say, upwards of 400, 500 elementary kids being served in Y programs. And then you hit 4 o'clock and the junior high comes down. And it's just a whole different wave. And it's especially those sixth graders. I can't help but be giddy because they're so tiny. And Zach gets to see them in health and wellness. Right. They've went through their like little orientation and they've got their badge and they're like wanting to weightlift and they're maybe 70 pounds and they're like full-fledged independence. And it's just wonderful. Like there's always that one moment of, you know, Memorial or Labor Day weekend where you're like, oh, summer's almost over and it's really gone. But then the excitement of seeing all these kids who've like entered this new stage, it's just, yeah.
And you watch these kids grow up.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And it's so fun. Zach, what is this year? You've just finished 1 year at the Y?
Yeah, just about, I think the ninth.
Yeah. So the amount of times I'll point out a kid to him and be like, aw, I remember him in preschool.
Here's the backstory.
And then when he was in elementary school and now he's like 16 working at the Y and he looks so mature, but I still know he loves the color green. So it's great.
And, you know, I think about the shift that you guys really go through. And that was a perfect way to put it. You know, you shift gears because you've got all these camps. And you and I talk about them at length, so I won't get into it. But you've got so many camps, and it seems like it's expanding every year.
Yes.
Interests and different activities and things that kids can pursue. And then it's just done.
Yeah.
You know, and then everyone goes home and it's all concluded. You kind of sit around, have the meetings, but then the kids start showing up.
Oh, yeah.
After school.
It's like a 1 week. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that week that you got everything clean.
Yeah. And it's such a funny thing. So for moms out there, it's like the why knows what boat you're in. If you've ever tried to finish all your laundry and it on Sunday, I just want one moment where everything in my house is washed, but I know it's only like a moment. And that's what we do at the Y. We do that deep clean and we know there's about to be 500 kids and they don't care that you clean the grout lines,
but you
gotta like start fresh again. And so it's always great work to know we're going to just keep pushing that up the hill.
You said laundry, and for some reason that song from the Neverending Story just kicked off in my head. Now, with all the older kids moving on, you know, the ones that you watched come up through grade school, go through junior and high schools, they're moving on to college now.
They are.
And so let's talk about the FACE Scholarship. This is something that you and I touch on every year because I think it's such a fantastic, number one, it's a scholarship. This will pay for books.
At
the very least, this will pay for books. Number two, it really encourages something that is rare. Go to a different church.
Yeah.
That is a big ask for some folks.
Mm-hmm.
But this scholarship really encourages you to go out there and learn what's in the world.
Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty simple. No GPA, no test score. Go to any church 10 times. But if you have a home church, like you're mentioning, that you go to and you feel comfortable at, one time go to a different church. Different town, different, you know, denomination, whatever it is. And the hope is just like telling Zach, you know, oh, I've watched that kiddo grow up. And you feel belonging, you feel community. And when you go off to college or trade school or wherever your path is going, there can be this just moment of loneliness.
Yeah.
An absence of community that you didn't even realize was being provided for you as you were growing up. And
take all that stuff for granted.
Yeah. Right? And they talk about mental health and illness and all those things. And it pops up right at that age. Kids are going to college. And it's the time they're not being forced to go to church on Sundays with family. So this scholarship is neat because the deadline is October 31st intentionally. So that means you started pursuing this scholarship when you were a senior in high school and you had great intentions and then they kind of fell off for a while. Now you're at college. You just paid for books. You know how much that is now. And you have 2 months. We have 8 Sundays left. So if you've got a kiddo who just graduated and went off to college, tell them it's not too late if they got a couple in that log book already. They have till October 31st, and we've already had one of the biggest turnouts. This scholarship is so wide. It's a minimum of $1,000, but if you refer other kids, depending on the funds, it could be more.
Oh, wow.
And we've given, you know, upwards of 34 scholarships in the past, but we have the capacity to give over 100, and it's for any kid in the county. And so if you went to Tongue River, if you, you know, went to Bighorn, Sheridan, any of those kind of routes, this is probably the most expansive scholarship in our area.
Yeah.
And it's not tied to, are you really great at taking your ACTs?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's just such an awesome thing. So it's kind of our final push. I'm always glad that you're willing to talk about it because we do. We worry about these kids we've seen since they were little, and we want to make sure they can weather that storm and hopefully get a college roommate that's like, hey, I got to go for this scholarship to church. Will you join me? And maybe there's something you have in common other than going out on Saturday night.
Yeah, you never know what you can find.
Right.
You can find a whole new community.
Yeah.
You know, which could expand not just your I guess you could say emotional well-being, but also your spiritual well-being.
Exactly.
You know, which is something that everybody needs. Now, I'm so glad that you told me about the deadlines. Let's go over those just one more time.
Yeah.
If someone is out there listening and they're like, you know what, I could really use that money to pay for these books. They're taking too many science courses this semester and starting to pack up. When do they need to come down and see you?
So they need to return their logbook by October 31st. And we've had parents, grandparents, you know, they've shipped it in the mail, whatever it is, return it by that date. And then that those funds are distributed for your second semester of college. So if you're in the thick of it, you know exactly what to expect, and you'll get that extra influx of money.
And every little bit helps, folks. Now, why do you feel? I mean, because we do talk about this a lot, but tell me why you feel this is so important.
You know, I think we are the YMCA, and that C sometimes can sound quiet when we talk about the Y, but it's the Christian values. And a lot of that is, how do you make sure people feel welcome, included? That, you know, community is about how do you get everyone to the table, and we want people's well-being to be whole. And things like, you know, we moved to Sheridan and went to church, and then we didn't go because our kids were crying and little and it seemed like a pain, and we came back, we're like, we're going to do this. And people being like, I'm so glad to see you again.
Yeah.
And you don't realize how much that is impactful, and that we need that. And we see the why doing that for so many. And we have these kids grow up and we send them off, and we feel worried, you know. We want to make sure that they get that same sense of community they had growing up. And so it's, I think, near and dear to youth development for us, that just because you turned 18 doesn't mean there isn't things that your community needs to still support you.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, just like vegetables and a good night's sleep, kids don't know that they need some spiritual solace.
You know, it's so easy to tell that you are a mom in the way that you
talk about it's all things. Laundry just, and vegetables.
You just know. You just know the battle. Now, for those moving on to the next phase of life, there is the prenatal workshop.
That's right.
This is something that you and I have talked about in the past, too, because, you know, for everybody out there who has had a child, boy, the more help you can get there, the better you are.
Oh my,
you know,
goodness, yeah.
And who did you and I have? Dr. Spock? You know? I think that's who we had.
Yeah, I think a book I read, the first chapter, told me I should wear my husband's flannel button-down shirts through my pregnancy, and I was done. Yeah. And I remember even saying, like, gosh, I wish there was a class that was more than just, you know, make sure the hospital has your insurance card, And this is it. It's all these community partners. I mean, it's hosted at the Y, but we do our best work when we come together. So it's public health. It's the hospital, doctors and staff. It's, you know, nutritionist. It's, you know, exercise therapists, talking about all the different parts of being pregnant and then in those first months of having the baby. And beyond all of that, just like the faith scholarship, it ties back to in sitting in a room with other couples that you look around, you're like, our kids are going to start kindergarten together. We're going to go through all these stages together, and to know who your community is, because your friends who haven't had kids are in a different stage. And there is, again, nothing more lonely than to be the only mom in your friend group. Yep. And so to look around and just see, like, okay, these are my people that I'm going to go through the next stage in Sheridan, Wyoming with.
And, you know, I love that you bring that up too. I was going to college at the time that we had my daughter, and we were the couple that had the kid.
Right.
You know, and there is like a, well, we can't take part in that because we've got our kid now, and we've got to do other things.
Right.
And so there is kind of a sense of, well, it's not the good times are done. Okay. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I am saying that your life does change. Mm-hmm. Your priorities absolutely change.
Absolutely.
And the fear, and because let's say it for what it is, there's a little bit of fear, some trepidation, you know, apprehension when you're pregnant. and you don't know, well, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
What should I do? How do I prepare? And you, this prenatal workshop has gathered professionals from all over the community who are going to help advise you, teach you various techniques, tips, things that they know to get you, to get that fear kind of tamped down a little
right.
bit, and so that you can focus on the things that are really important. Now, I'm getting a signal for a commercial break, but I want to talk about the Sunshine Singers. I have trouble saying that. What do the kids and parents love most about this program?
Oh my gosh. I know what I love most, and I hope parents do. It's that kids are getting that first taste of music, and it's a little like soccer. They might be doing cartwheels, but they are loving life. And then they'll all be on the YO Theater main stage singing their Christmas songs, and it's a huge crew of them. Could be upwards of 75 kids on that stage.
Wow.
And so kids in Sheridan, Wyoming, doing Sunshine Singers at 3 years old, have already had their first performance and that first bite of the music bug.
By the time they join the choir in school.
Oh, yeah.
They're old vets.
Golden.
Right? They've got it all figured out. All right. Now, how do programs like this really fit into that why mission?
Bringing
that together.
The arts in our youth programs is so huge because we don't want to be just seen as... If your kids are athletic and you're pursuing that Division I school, you get your kids into Y sports and swimming and all the things. But, you know, the Y is also youth development in terms of Sage art camps. And we always talk about Dungeons and Dragons, which might be coming out as a full-fledged program because it's so popular for camp.
That's awesome.
And
that is awesome.
All of the ways that we're like, we want kids to come out of Sheridan, Wyoming that are just... well-rounded. They're like, oh yeah, I learned to swim. I learned, you know, how to be on a team in soccer, but I also have been performing and doing theater camp and all these things since I was little, all because of the why. And so again, it's just stretching out that idea of what's the why. It's not, I mean, I'm saying this next to Zach, it's not just the weight room. it's so much more. And especially in youth programming, like, how do we stretch kids and let them reach their fullest?
Absolutely. It's the arts included at the Y. You know, and it's something that I never thought about until you and I started discussing, especially, mm-hmm. like you said, these camps.
Right.
And then you suddenly realize that, yeah, this is an organization that is trying to cover all the bases. You know, when you walk out of there, spiritual, emotional, all of it. Physical, of course, Zach. I didn't forget
right,
you.
Thank you.
All right. On that, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We'll have more with our Sheridan County YMCA right after this. Stick with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Child Development Center.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Hey, Colton, can you believe that the school year is in full swing again?
I can't even believe that I'm not in school anymore. Time really does fly.
Hi, this is Jill Bates.
And Colton Bates.
With the Bates Team at Best. And we know time goes by in a hurry and recognize how valuable your time is. That's why we work hard to fit your busy schedule, making moving easier, and help you plan the entire process.
We also know that it's not enough just to get the job done as we seek to do the absolute best quality of work for all of our clients.
Let this be the school year where you get everything you want done and more.
Give us a call at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net.
This is Brad at Prime Rate Motors Super Trailer Store, here to tell you we are completely stocked up with all types of aluminum and steel livestock trailers. We carry the most proven, durable brands like Wilson, Merritt, Murhau, and GR. With over 30-plus in-stock models available, we are eager to make you a deal you cannot resist. All types of trade-ins are accepted and financing is available. That's Prime Rate Motors, 2305 Coffin Avenue, and online at primeratemotors.com.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Sheridan County is where wild meets working. Deer, elk, and cattle all roam the same land, but not all fences work for everyone. At Sheridan Community Land Trust's new wildlife-friendly fence demonstration at the Big Goose Natural Area, you can see traditional fences side by side with styles that let wildlife pass safely and keep livestock secure. Learn more at SheridanCLT.org.
This is Joe Hando of Hando Service Center, and I absolutely credit Gene Sterling and Sheridan Media for the ongoing success of my business. Not a week goes by that someone doesn't stop and say that they love my radio ads on Sheridan Media. What I appreciate is knowing that as a small business owner, I am just as important as the big guys, and maybe even more. My radio ads have won awards, in turn brings me new business. So thank you, Gene, and thank you, Sheridan Media. Good folks doing good business.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're speaking with Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director, Liz Cassidy, and here to talk about the Live Strong program, Zach Montoya. All right, before we get to the Live Strong program, I really do want to touch on the kids climbing, and a reason being is because when I was a little kid, I wasn't heavily involved in sports. I wasn't what you would call an athlete or... I mean, active, sure. Yeah. There were trees to climb and ditches to run, but I wasn't really involved in organized sports. And so I never really kind of got a feel for it,
mm-hmm.
you know, until I was much, much older. But kids climbing is a fantastic alternative for those kids who maybe they don't want to do the team classic mm-hmm. sports. Maybe they're more extreme. Maybe that's the itch that needs to get scratched. Tell me about it.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we built the bouldering and the sports climbing wall. Gosh, it's been almost 2 years, but trying to get a handle on how to program it can be really hard.
Yeah.
And learning, you know, there's youth climbing competitions. And so how do you get, you know, kiddos from, they can start climbing. I mean, like you said, climbing trees that PE teachers will tell you kids have lost some of those gross motor skills that happen when we used to be able to just climb trees.
Yeah.
And now they're like, you can't let your kids climb trees. They'll break their neck. Like something could happen. The limbs could be. And that kids have lost some of that, especially upper mobility of pulling themselves up and just, I mean, kind of our animalistic climb stuff.
No, yeah. Yeah.
And so the hope is, you know, again, it's good development. It's good development for all of us, as we've talked about our senior programs too. What it does in terms of brain wiring to have to kind of pick your route as you go up. But the hope is, you know, we're in the Bighorn Mountains. We should be a place where kids learn to climb. And yep. So then they can get out and do some of that climbing in nature, just like we want kids to learn water safety in our pools. So then when you take them out to the lake, because you hope they're exploring our backyard.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's fantastic. Now, to get involved in this kids climbing, all I got to do is just register?
What
do
yeah,
I
have to do? Yeah, online, just like swim lessons. We have the September session up right now, and it's Tuesday and Thursdays right after school. So you could do that and then go to a swim lesson if you want. I mean, if you have energy.
It's a great way to burn it out.
And then we'll have another session again starting in the month of October. So you can see it just like swim lessons where the sessions follow the month. So you don't have to like keep track of a calendar in terms of 5 or 6 weeks. It's just September session, October session. Go online or come to the front desk of the Y. And like we always talk about, scholarships available. So no one should be feel like they're left out.
Absolutely. And what a fantastic activity there. Kids climbing. It's something that I think every parent with a two-year-old knows they do naturally. Mm-hmm. And you can now direct that, you know, into something very productive.
Right.
Instead of
get off
the entertainment center. I don't know how many times parents have yelled that. So, Zach, the Livestrong program is something, you know, I didn't know a lot about it until I looked into it.
Right.
What a fantastic program this is. Can you tell me how it works and just who it's designed to help?
Yes, so Livestrong at the YMCA is going to be a free 12-week program that's designed specifically for adult cancer survivors. There's going to be two primary goals or components of it. Obviously, with anything that's fitness, there's going to be that physical component to help participants just safely rebuild strength, increase energy, and improve their overall well-being. But then I think more importantly, maybe than the physical component, is just that sense of support and the support group that it can serve as. I can't imagine how isolating it feels when you do get that cancer diagnosis and it feels like maybe there's not people that understand what you're going through or what to do or what to think and how to feel. So the way that it'll be set up is that it's going to be 90-minute classes. So the first 60 minutes will be the exercise component, the workout component, and then the other 30 minutes will be a time to kind of circle up and talk about whatever it is that they're feeling or what they want to learn or what they want to know about and kind of just lean on each other to get that sense of support. So that'll be kind of the way it goes. And in terms of who it's for, I would say anybody, whether you're recently diagnosed or you're 20 years out from your diagnosis, it's somewhere that we want everyone to collectively come in and join. And I think it's important to hit on that because I think maybe people that have gone through it feel like they can't come back to offer it. But also I feel like it's probably even more powerful to have somebody who has gone through it to be able to come in and share their vantage point and what they went through for someone that maybe just got recently diagnosed. So
I speak with Sheridan Memorial Hospital quite a bit. A lot of doctors, a lot of nurses.
Right.
And one thing that they touch on is the absolute value and critical need for hope.
Right.
And having a survivor come in and take part in this activity, this Livestrong program, I think is a symbol of hope.
Right.
For individuals.
I agree. We also, so I just got done with the Livestrong at the YMCA certification training through YUSA, and we actually had two individuals who were getting certified who are going through it or who had gone through the Livestrong program and were coming back now to be instructors. And I'm not that much of an emotional guy. I try to keep it in, but listening to them talk about their stories, there were a couple of times that I wanted to turn the Zoom camera off because I was starting to feel it.
Yeah.
Feel it a little bit, the lump in the throat. So
it hits you.
It does.
I mean,
it's really powerful.
What a fantastic organization, your program. You got these people coming together to build their own community,
right.
Those who will have a better understanding. You know, it's difficult for me to sit and talk about it. Just, you know, my mom passed away from cancer. It was extremely quick. She'd had it for years, but as soon as we found it, then it was a very short time after that. And it affects everyone around you. The whole family. You know, so who can take part in this? Can I bring my own support? Can I come in to the Livestrong program and kind of have a buddy with me or a family member to help me?
It's a great question. I actually got that question just yesterday. There was someone that had called and they were interested in the program and wanted to learn more about it so that they could bring their mom. But I know it can kind of be scary with anything to start something new, especially when you're not sure what it's going to be
and
like.
I'm already stressed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you've already got other things going on and other stresses in life. So I would very much encourage any sort of support group to come and attend. I think not only would that be helpful for them to be able to be there and gain the benefits of it as well, but I think any sort of education for the surrounding support group for the individuals that are going through cancer is always going to be super powerful to just understand how they're feeling. And again, to gain other perspectives from other people that are dealing with cancer. I think you can learn anything from anybody, and I think you can always implement that into how you're dealing with your own journey and your own situation. So.
And I like how you put that, Zach. You know, we can sit around together and kind of like when it comes to the dementia groups where it's, you know, you've got the supporters there as well saying, how do I do this?
Yeah.
You know, how do I sensitively do this or how do I address this? I think having everyone come together and learn all together is beneficial for everybody.
I agree.
You know, so tell me how I can take part in this, Livestrong.
Yeah, so the program itself, if you have for any questions or anything like that, I've been directing people just to me, obviously email at zmontoya@sheridanymca.org, or you can call it 307-674-7488, and I can answer any questions or anything like that. That's kind of been a lot of it because, again, the program ran, and I think COVID wiped it out, and so it's been trying to make little efforts to bring it back again, and so it's kind of new. There are some people that have done it before that have come in to kind of ask questions about it, but I think a lot of people aren't even really sure what it is. Like I've had people just interested in general health, like coming in for kind of like a personal training or like a group X type class that they want to join it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, like, have you gone through cancer? And they're like, oh no, we're just looking for this or that. So I think any sort of the educational component of that for people of just understanding what it is and who it can touch and who it can help, I think is really big. But yeah, anyone can direct any sort of questions to me about any of those things, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions or to provide support for people that want to come in, because I think the more people we can get into the class, the more people we can help. And obviously that's our primary goal. So
yeah, absolutely. And I think this is, I really hope that this ends up being a pretty good sized class.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the more people that are helped through this horrible time, coming together, supporting each other, and the more support you have, the better.
Yeah.
You know, Liz, Zach, thank you both so much for coming in this morning. It is always a pleasure having you on the show. Zach, you're welcome back here anytime.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with the individuals who have developed, written, and are producing Dinosaur Rock Musical, A Jukebox Journey Through Time. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Child Development Center.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
This is the captain at Captain Clean. Do you have a giant mess you need cleaned up? Did you just build a house or building and can't tackle the amount of unforeseen sheetrock dust? Call our team at Captain Clean and let our experts take over. From post-construction cleanups to sewer backups, there is rarely a mess too big for us to tackle. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726. Affordable choices for healthy living.
We clean more for you.
It's our annual customer appreciation event, and it's all about you, our valued customer. Come in and register to win high-value prizes, many of these one winner per store. This Saturday, get free brats, chips, cookies, and soft drinks at all Shipton's Big R store locations. Our 16-page flyer is in your mailbox, loaded with terrific savings from every department. Register to win a $500 shopping spree, one to be given away at each store. Register to win Dan Post ostrich boots, a Cub Cadet zero-turn mower, worth $3,200, and a Blackstone griddle, a $350 value. More prizes, including a $1,000 Kodiak gun safe, Husqvarna and steel chainsaws, a Vortex rifle scope worth $700, a Rapid Track snowblower from Arians, $2,000 value, and a Greenworks 80-volt go-kart worth $2,500. There are many other prizes to win. The customer appreciation and celebration is going on right now at Shipton's Big R on Sugarland Drive in Sheridan.
Granite 307 Roofing and Exteriors was born and built right here in Sheridan, Wyoming. And this time of year, the temperatures aren't the only thing rising. So are the out-of-town roofers. You know, the ones with wrapped trucks claiming they're local. They knock on your door, drop an area code, then give you 3 days to come up with your deductible. Granite 307 has been on these rooftops for years, installing impact-resistant shingles, metal roofing, and keeping homes Wyoming tough. Go with the name you know. Call Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors for your inspection or visit Brandon307.com. Brandon 307, Branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hansen with MC2 Realty, inviting you to take a look at this beautifully maintained four-bedroom, two-bath home featuring AC, a newer roof, and hot water heater. The inviting kitchen offers an island, abundant storage, and a walk-in pantry. A convenient main-level laundry allows for easy single-level living. Ideally situated at 1430 Omar near Mavrakis Pond and the walking path. List price is just $385. To take a look at this property, contact me, Lisa Hansen, at 307-763-3964.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, we're going to be taking a prehistoric journey, rock and roll style. Joining me are Grace Cannon Wallace of Wyo Play, Tom Herbert of the Natural History Museum of Wyoming, and Eric Comstock from Science Kids. Good morning and welcome to the
show.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's great having you in here. Grace, you and I touched on this a while ago.
Yeah.
You said it was in development.
Yeah, here
I
it
have,
is.
I have been eagerly waiting to see that graphic that we got to use. You've teamed up to bring you, the Sheridan people, the Dinosaur Rock Musical, a jukebox journey through time. It's going to be premiering this weekend at the Wild Performing Arts and Education Center. Grace, tell me about the inspiration behind this. You and your husband, Ian,
yeah.
who I love, Ian, by the way.
Yeah.
You guys sat down and decided we're going to do this. What brought all of this about?
Yeah. So the origins of this, Ian takes it way back to his own childhood. And he remembers hearing the song The Boxer by Paul Simon and thinking he was singing Trilobite, Trilobite, bye, 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 bye. And so it's deep roots. Yeah. But in any case, when he became an educator, he decided to rewrite the lyrics to lots of different great rock songs to include facts about dinosaurs to help teach his students some facts about different prehistoric creatures. And he built a long list, a long library, and eventually we thought, what can we do with these? And last year we got inspired to write a story, put a narrative together so we could present some of them to an audience. We think people will be delighted.
Now, real quick, let's talk about the approach that you guys took to taking these kind of rock classics that everybody is going to know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of half the appeal,
mm-hmm.
you know, going in there and hearing that tune and you're like, wait, I know this one. But as soon as you start to sing it, uh-huh. turns out it's about a Triceratops and not
that's
the girl
right.
next door anymore. Now, what did that look like as you
yeah.
guys sat maybe in the living room together?
Uh-huh.
I'm picturing you papers all over the coffee table and you guys are trying to break this down.
Yeah. You know, I'm really going to give Ian all of the credit. He wrote all these different lyrics and he has, as anybody who knows Ian, he has a method that he follows. You know, there's certain criteria for which songs he's going to pick to be things that he can rewrite to be about dinosaurs. He was careful not to have any love songs. He's usually, that's out. He'll try to pick something
dinosaurs
out.
Dinosaurs aren't mushy.
Yeah, yeah it's no, something I, about
yeah,
that.
Well, and, maybe a little mushy.
But, you know, he really had these ready to go. And then that picture with us with papers everywhere comes when we started to put the story together about how these were all going to connect in some way.
And it's really interesting. Siblings, Ella and Thea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the themes of friendship and growth.
Mm-hmm.
They're woven into this story. Tell me about it. How did you come up with this? I mean, how am I going to link this,
mm-hmm.
this story about two siblings with dinosaurs and time travel?
Yeah. So the story about these two siblings who are facing change in their young lives, whether it's Thea who's in middle school or Ella who's just graduated high school, I can't even really remember how we got there, but we really realized that, this childhood passion for dinosaurs that these two siblings could share and reflect on is something that a lot of people share and that it could really stand in for that coming of age moment because it also isn't something that we all grow out of, right? And it's something that we can still get excited about at any age. And that became a really interesting vehicle for bringing this to an audience of all ages.
And LFA said that we don't grow out of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
There's really something about dinosaurs.
Yeah, I'm a 12-year-old with a checkbook.
And it's now, what's it been like working with the Young Theater Makers Ensemble? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is kind of your group in a way.
Yeah.
You know, you got these kids, they're coming in here, they're learning more than just performance, they're mm-hmm. learning production.
Yeah.
What has it been like watching them put together everything about a story that you and your husband wrote?
Mm-hmm. It's really joyful. I've just, especially this week, it's tech week, you know, long nights, long days, have been really reflecting on how grateful I am for everyone who has come together to support this show and make it happen. And it really starts with the young people who are in it. As you mentioned, the Young Theater Makers Ensemble, which changes and shifts a little bit every year. But, you know, we wrote the story, and so it comes from us, but it also comes from them, right? There's a whole character that we put in specifically for one of our actors. And then as we were casting and developing it, we're able to change certain things and be in conversation with our performers on how to change and improve the script. And then we have all these amazing parents and community members who are helping build these giant puppets. and putting in long hours, you know, just to make a really cool spectacle. And so that love of theater and dinosaurs and science and creativity is just emanating from everybody who's been helping. And I'm so grateful for all of it.
It just sounds like it's going to be amazing. Tom, from the museum's perspective, what's the value of engaging the community through these, through fossils and scientific displays, but also having them kind of go through, have a good time, learn some fun songs? And these are things that kids are probably going to remember.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the acquisition of knowledge through music is well documented that these kids are going to retain these facts that they're learning from these songs that Ian wrote and be able to carry that the rest of their lives. I mean, we all know songs from when we were 6 years old that we could still sing every word to in a matter of seconds.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function? There
you go. You know, the bill.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, for us, it's all about supporting the community. I'm very fortunate that I get to work with something really cool like dinosaurs every day. And for me, it's what can I do with that platform to elevate everyone around us? How can we help this with the kids and get them into science and get them excited about education? You know, not to bring up the evil COVID, but, you know, you see how these kids suffered through that and kind of lost a passion for their education. And if this is something we can do to get them excited to learn about science, yeah, and working with Eric and science kids and get them involved, our goal is easy. It's just to get people excited and come and support this performance and all the work that these kids have put into this. One of the young theater makers is actually an intern at the museum now.
Oh, fantastic.
And he comes in and works every Wednesday and Thursday from noon to three and cleans up dinosaur bones. And we talk science and chemistry. And if that's what I can do with my platform is take this young man and help transform his life and get him into something that he may have thought was never an opportunity for him, then I have every obligation and responsibility to do that.
Absolutely. You're going to be bringing fossils to the,
yes,
show, right? What are you going to bring? What can people,
I don't know,
expect?
What do you guys want? I mean, we have some really, really interesting stuff. I mean, like right now, we have one of a 500 million year old sponge. I mean, I call it the world's oldest loofah.
Wow, that's fantastic.
The only ones ever found in North America are here in Sheridan.
That's incredible.
We just had a guy from South Korea come and check them out to study these. So we have a lot of unique things. Most people aren't even familiar with Caesar, the giant Allosaurus that's in the Whitney building on the Sheridan campus. Well, Caesar's real bones are in the museum. So we have jaws with giant teeth and claws. And so we're going to bring some really, really cool stuff. And compared to most museums, we actually let you touch this stuff. Our rule is at the museum, if it's not behind glass, you can touch it and pick it up.
Oh, fantastic. And that really makes it real at that point for kids, doesn't it, Eric? I mean, having them make something, it commits it to memory when you do that.
I think so. I think it's, you know, it is something that's pretty wondrous and kind of legendary and sits in people's minds as almost something that had to have been unreal. And then to have experiences where you can take something you learn and have a hands-on opportunity with it, that's got to be really profound for people, right? I think we all have our childhood experiences of when we got exposed to things related to whether it was paleontology or other sciences that just blew our minds and kept our interests even through today.
Yeah.
But, regarding paleontology, I bet a lot of adults out there listening could start ticking off a lot of dinosaur names, and it's probably not because of the movie Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can remember the first time my father let me touch a deer. You know, mm-hmm, I was with him on the hunt, mm-hmm, and he's like, just reach out and touch it. And it was just a very strange effect.
Yeah.
You know, to touch something wild and scientific, mm-hmm, it stuck with me.
Yeah. Well, suddenly you're part of that history. Suddenly you're a part of nature,
yeah,
just by touching,
exactly,
that deer, even though your father had hunted it.
And that's, mm-hmm, what Science Kids really does for the youth of this area. And I absolutely love it. You're getting them out there. You're showing them life science. You're showing them geology. You're talking about geography. I mean, you're encompassing all of this into activities. These activities you're going to be bringing into the theater. What can we expect from Science Kids?
All right. So from Science Kids, I think for the benefit of what's going on this weekend, we're going to try to provide perspective, timeline perspective.
Oh, wow.
Regarding paleontology, regarding the play. We created a timeline some of our team members. And, you know, frankly, it even blew our mind as we were putting it together, right? You think about like dinosaurs and you just say, well, they're really old. They were around a long time ago. And then you draw, you build out this timeline. We're doing it on Yarn. And you realize, oh my gosh, a lot of time passed without them existing. And then, oh my gosh, they really were around for a long time. And oh my gosh, there's a huge period of time since they've been around. And all the other things that that we have, our little fossils and whatnot, which are not dinosaurs, they all fall outside of the dinosaur period.
Yeah.
And to us, they're just, you know, old and ancient. And as adults that we think we have perspective, then you look at something like that and you realize, oh my gosh, it, you know, it's just mind blowing. And it's really hard to maintain perspective for people that live, you know, less than 100 years.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. That's something that I'm always kind of debating with people is once you start adding the M's and the B's onto the numbers, I'm losing, like it might as well be a Google, you know, whatever. You lose that perspective because it's kind of like the idea of the vastness of space. I mean, you think about it, you look at the photos and you think those are all pretty and everything, and you don't realize how far away everything really is. You don't realize how long ago these dinosaurs roamed the earth, ruled the world, or, and Tom, how hard it is to actually make a fossil. Everything that had to take place perfectly so that we could dig this up millions and millions of years later.
Yeah, I mean, most studies out there say less than 1% of all animals will ever fossilize. Current estimates are at about 1% of fossils have even been discovered that are actually out there. And it is. It's crazy to think about what are the odds of this animal dying in the absolute perfect conditions, being buried immediately, no oxygen, nothing, no predation, no scavenging activities to tear it apart, eat it, digest it, whatever. And then all of a sudden, 66 million years later, we've got the science kids out and they're digging it up.
Yeah.
And then they're holding it. And, you know, back to like Eric with the science kids, when we have them out and you look at a kid and you tell them to pick up a dinosaur bone that they just dug up and you look at them and go, you realize you're the first human being that's ever held that. To see that moment on their face of just like, whoa. I never really thought of it that way.
The realization.
It changes your perspective, like you were talking earlier, you know, touching the deer. It changed your perspective of what it was to hunt then.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with dinosaurs. Is when I dug up my first dinosaur, it completely changed my perspective on it. And what's really exciting, you know, to bring it back to the musical why we're here is that's the story that's being communicated here is that transition of going through time of, you know, I tell people like the bone you dug up, it's never seen sunlight before. Because when this animal died, it was covered in meat and skin and everything else. If it wasn't for you, it wouldn't have seen sunlight. And that's a transition from a living animal to a fossil, no different than the transition that these young people are going through making this musical, performing this musical, and the story of the characters in it. So, I mean, it's something that I just can't wait to support and see and encourage and do what we can to make sure that this everyone comes and sees this because this is going to be awesome.
You know, Grace, it sounds like the lobby is going to be just as fun as watching the performance
itself.
It totally is,
yeah.
I mean, is it kind of, tell me about the transformation that's going to be taking place. We're going to have science kids there. We're going to have the history museum there.
Totally.
I mean, this is good. It's almost like a little history festival happening.
It is a little festival. So people should know they should come early, get your tickets, if they haven't already, and then explore the fossils and the timelines and the other information that we have in the lobby. There's going to be lots of cool hands-on stuff. And then you get to go in and watch the show. So come take advantage of that.
This is going to be like a real great family night out. You know, and what kid does not love a dinosaur?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's probably the introduction to natural history for most children. When they start looking at the big thunder lizards and they start going, oh my gosh, that thing was in my backyard when I was a little kid. And another huge advantage we have, we live in Wyoming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is Dinosaur Country USA right around here. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. So, yeah. Grace, one more time, tell me how I can get some tickets and when all of this is going to be taking place.
This is taking place this weekend, one weekend only. So come on down to the YO this Saturday, September 6th, or Sunday, September 7th. We've got two shows on Saturday. We have a 10 a.m. matinee, 6:30 p.m. evening show. And on Sunday, it's a 2 p.m. matinee. So Folks can get tickets in advance through the YO Theater box office by calling, visiting in person, or going online. And you can also come early to the show and get tickets when you walk up. So lots of different options for getting tickets and different discounted prices for younger children. So this really should be a great opportunity for the whole family to enjoy.
This is really going to be a great family night out, folks. The kids are going to have a fantastic time, and who knows, maybe as a parent, I'll end up learning something.
That's right.
What's next for YO Play after this?
After this, you know, the school year has started, so we've got after-school programs that are starting. We just kicked off another round for our Future Filmmakers program as well, so lots of great, exciting stuff coming up.
I'm looking forward to that. I would love to do a report on that Future Filmmakers.
That's
it's
great.
A program that you and I talked about briefly, but I think it's something that has a lot of value to
yeah.
You know, Wyoming making filmmakers right here in Sheridan. Now, real quick, Eric, I've only got about 1 minute left. Give me your 30-second spiel about Science Kids. What's next?
All right. We just finished our 17th field season of taking kids out, teaching them science programming. We are currently cleaning up after that and looking at what how did that go, what needs to change, what doesn't, what we're going to continue on with. And our goal is to get kids out learning about science and becoming interested in science, creating future scientists. I think at this point, what I would want folks, listeners, to take home is to maybe visit our website, sciencekids.org, and just learn a little bit about the organization. And then it's on your radar. Sign-ups for classes won't happen until after the new year at a minimum. So that's it.
All right. Tom, I've run out of time, my friend, but I'm going to have you back on the
Natural History Museum of Wyoming on Sheridan College campus. Come visit us.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Child Development Center.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Don't just mow, dominate with a Bad Boy mower from Hando Service Center. Keeping Sheridan rolling and mowing since back when ice was the hottest thing around. We sell and service Bad Boy mowers and 4x4 side-by-sides built to work hard and last long. Factory-trained techs, honest service, and parts on hand to keep you running. So when the grass fights back, fight dirty with a Bad Boy mower from Hando's on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
It's time to cowboy up and register for the annual Wolf Creek Wrangle Trail Run. Race day is September 20th, and you can run, hike, or participate virtually in 5-mile, 7-mile, half marathon, or a 30K. This event is hosted by the historic Eaton's Ranch, and all proceeds benefit Habitat for Humanity. Spots are limited. To register, go to runwolfcreekwrangle.com. This year's Wolf Creek Wrangle is brought to you by Fremont Toyota and sponsored in part by Sheridan Media and Sheridan County Travel and Tourism.
You are invited to a Synergy Shop-O-Minium's open house this Saturday from 11 to 2. Tour the units and see how you can make one your own. Customize yours, your unit, your imagination. Don't miss your chance to explore Sheridan's most flexible commercial space. That's the Synergy Shop-O-Minium's open house this Saturday, 11 to 2 at 72 East Ridge Road. Look for our ad on page 16 of this week's Country Bounty.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
It's time to swing for the fences, Sheridan.
Join the Lady Bronx softball team for a home run derby fundraiser Saturday, September 6th at 6 p.m. at the Sheridan College softball fields.
All ages are welcome to step up to the plate, pre-register online, or sign up the day of the event.
Stick around after the derby for family-friendly fun and entertainment. Full details are on Facebook and local community calendars.
All proceeds from the evening will benefit the Lady Bronx softball team. Just remember,